The Bud Open is very close to the Allen family. Dave Allen, of course, was a huge supporter of that. Talk about their involvement with the Bud Open and what that... I mean, they are the Bud Open, aren't they?
They are the Bud Open. I went to Dave a long time ago with the city council just to get something started in town. There was no place to play, so I got together with Dave, and we went to the city council quite a few different times. And the Bud Open was going on, and we would give the city some money, and they would put some money in, and maybe got some lights up. Well, then they put some money in, we put some money in, and we got fencing up. So it took a long process, but it worked well with the city council putting all this together. So it took a lot of different years to get everything done the way we wanted it to. But Dave Allen especially was the biggest one behind me. He was a great booster of me, and of course he was a sponsor, and to this day I thanked him, get down on my knees, they get involved with it, because it takes a lot of money to get going with it. And I enjoy the whole family, they all work their butts off at it, so I enjoy having them come down and be participating in it, and we have it every year.
Your involvement has been crucial. I mean, you're the guy behind the scenes that's kind of running the whole thing all these years. Why is that so important to you to put on this event every summertime? What does it mean to you?
Well, we give out scholarships, and I think at the height of this back in the 90s, we probably gave out 25, sometimes 30 scholarships, and that's $200 each kid. And I always enjoyed having kids come out, and it's a community-based project. They can come in and donate sometime. They're required to work at the Bud Open, so that's community involvement for them. But it gets more kids involved in stuff, and I just enjoyed seeing that. And I wanted to have some money in case, which we've had to use over the years, to build the stadium up. We need a new popcorn popper. We need a new refrigerator. We blew a bunch of fuses this year, so we got to redo some rewiring in the concession stand. So all these things, you realize, you know, that building's 40 years old, so you got to make updates and improvements to it all the time. You know, every once in a while, I'll buy a truckload of Red Rock clay, which kind of started every place kind of uses that now, because it really works well on the diamonds that they have. The high school uses it now. The girls softball use it now. It's just great. You can slide on it, not tear your behind up, and you can reuse the field. You're not putting a whole bunch of stuff back on. It's reusable. So it's really good stuff. It's got good footing on it. So when you're running, you're not sliding around on mud like you do on most softball fields around. So that's another reason the teams love to come to Carroll, because it's good footing. Even though it's raining and there's water in the outfield and the grass, infield is solid, and we're playing ball. So I got to keep that money, keep going inside. And it is a personal thing with me.
Labor of love, that is for sure. So, it's an event that everybody looks forward to. And volunteers for this event, boy, I tell you what, you get people to show up every year to be just a part of this, because you know what? It's fun.
Yeah, it is. We try to make it fun for everybody. And I got Lynn Kenobi Krause involved this year, and she really enjoyed coming back. And she's kind of my coordinator on getting volunteers. Her number is 830-5671. And I also got to thank Pootie. She ran it for quite a few years. She had some bad knees and had surgery in her knees and hasn't done it for the last 6 years. But she'd come back this year to help me do this one last year. So she'll be there Friday night. Just stop in and thank her. She's got a camping trip scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. She won't be there, but stop in Friday night. That'll be the big night. So, and we're going to honor, like all the past, if you've worked at the Bud Open, yeah, show up. You know, I'll have a moment of silence and, hey, everybody stand up and wave. You've been a volunteer at the Bud Open. We appreciate it. We really do appreciate it.
So, I think most hands are going to be going up at that point.
I think everybody in the crowd has done something at some point in time. Helped me on the fields, helped in the beer stand, concession stand, wherever. Scorekeeping, you know. We enjoy involving everybody in the community. That's why it's a community-based event.
Hundreds, maybe even thousands of players
years. Yes.
How many? Here's the important question, Bob. How many truckloads of Bud have been sold in the 40 years of the Bud Open?
You know, there's been quite a few. You know, we've had the Clydesdales here twice, and it's a tough act bringing them in. And in the front of the shirt this year has a Clydesdale on it again, and it's bringing back those red, white, and blue colors that Budweiser uses so well in their ads. So we kind of put that in the shirt that we designed for this year too. So yeah, there's been a lot of Budweiser cans. We used to have draws too, but I'm glad we got rid of that and got into cans.
Made it a whole lot easier.
Oh, you'd go sloshing through that. You couldn't walk anywhere without a plastic cup tripping on it all the time.
So, again, it's going to be the 40th year for this. Any favorite years that stick out to you? I mean, favorite
probably
moments?
Probably the middle years when in Graphic Edge had a good team. We had a lot of local teams that hung around. There was 1996, the electric company and Graphic Edge tied for championship because it just absolutely poured. On Sunday morning, we couldn't go on anymore. You know, one of the earlier ones back in the 80s, we used to do this in the Little League field before DMAC was there. When it rained, it poured. So we had some games there. We moved some games down to Southside Rolling Hills Park, and it was flooded all the way around, but there was an open area we could play softball, so we did. And I brought a tractor in, and we dug off the whole infield on what they called it Field 2, about where the concession stand is for the little or the high school teams now, put more sand down just to play. And I think that we played around the clock, 24 hours to get back on schedule. And I remember it was Sunday morning about 3 o'clock. You couldn't see anything. It was foggy out. I had lights on, plus I had cars all the way around the field with their headlights on just to see so we could play to get back on schedule for Sunday morning. And by God, we were. So we finished that one out.
Where there is a will, there is a way.
There is. They're certainly right.
The Bud Open has certainly proved that over the years. Bob, thank you so much for doing this. I mean, you're really the heart and soul of the whole thing. I know it's been a labor of love for you, but thank you one more time for putting on the Bud Open.
Everybody show up this year, volunteer some hours, give Lynn a call, give me a call, whatever it is. We'll put you somewhere. And we just enjoy having people come in the town and support the Bud Open.
And again, let's hope you bring some rain with it a little bit. Maybe the overnight rains that won't interfere.
Overnight rains. There we go.
There you go. 40th anniversary of the Bud Open. Again, make sure you stop on down sometime over the Father's Day weekend.